I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
I'm scared. I'm scared. That's true. And you should be scared, too, if you're over 20 years old. If you look back at history, John F. Kennedy was president, and he didn't start the Vietnam War, but he sent people over to Vietnam as advisors. Yes, that was 1962 and 63. And 17 or 18, I don't know, years later, we're getting out of the war after losing, you know, 40 or 50,000 people and having at one time over 500,000 troops there, only to have books written about the war characterizing how stupid the war was. We're trying to win a war that wasn't our war and couldn't be won. Because there was no clear victory. It all starts with a simple belief that somehow America is the democracy of the world. And it is our responsibility to go into countries and help make them democratic. Do you remember the Iraq War? And we've been over there for 18 years. I don't have a Google in front of me. Maybe you can Google it. But we've been there a long time. And the war is still going on. And this whole idea of proportionate retaliation is I'm going to hit you. You hit me back. I hit you a little bit harder. You hit me a little bit harder. It's a reverse of the domino theory, which was the whole idea of the Vietnam War. We have to win in Vietnam or communism will take over the whole area. So that was the domino theory. This is the reverse domino theory because what's happening is it could escalate until somebody just says no more. But I don't think that's ever going to be us because somewhere in the back of America's mind or the mind of our politicians, or the mind of our traditional history, we believe it is our manifest obligation to push democracy on countries that don't have it, whether they want it or not. Because we believe it is the only way, our democratic way of life. And now we have the drone bombing at the Baghdad airport. A couple of good things happen out of all of this activity. One is people on know where Baghdad is. Somebody the other day asked me, what country is Baghdad in? I said, well, it's in Iraq. Well, then what was an Iranian general doing in Iraq? Well, maybe something not very good. Maybe he was promoting Iraqi resistance to the U.S. presence there. I have to admit, I'm perplexed. If they don't want us there, then why don't we just get up and leave? But then some of them do want us there. So we stay because of those people. And we feel if we leave, the next regime in will just massacre everybody. I guess that happens. They have credited this guy, General Soleimani. I guess that's a new person now. Well, everyone will know Soleimani, that he's responsible for killing hundreds of Americans and maybe thousands of people. I assume that's correct, but I have to tell you very frankly, when you look at the analysis of the Vietnam War, you realize how wrong our government was and how it didn't tell us the truth. people knew the truth, but they didn't tell us. Then it was all a matter of getting out with honor. What does that mean, even, getting out with honor? If you were a parent and you were the last 4,000 or 5,000 young men that died there, did you think you got out with honor? Seems like to me getting out with honor is simply saying, we're wrong, we're leaving. Call us when you want our help again. Now, I understand we need bases there for aircraft and things of that nature, but most of those things we pay for. We give them money that allows us to have a presence there. But again, this whole activity now has become very political. The Democrats say, you didn't consult us. Yes, what's his name? Adam Schiff and the other lady. What's her name? Didn't consult the Congress. Well, first, I don't blame the president for not consulting Congress, because for sure it would have been leaked out before the strike was actually initiated. And what are you going to consult the Congress about? Well, the Congress keeps saying, well, you can't declare war without us. But again, we don't have war anymore. We have limited warfare or proportional attacks. We're not at war with anybody, although it'd be hard to tell our military people that are fighting there it's not a war. And now Iran says they're going to strike back. They're going to strike back on us, and they're going to hurt us somewhere. And they probably have the resources to do it, or, as the popular term is now, the term that everybody knows now is proxy fighting. So rather than Iran bombing us, one of their proxy countries or proxy relationships bomb us. I don't even know what that means. I mean, a proxy, does that mean they'll have somebody in Iraq or the people that are against us, they're going to bomb us or they're going to do something and then it will be a proxy? It won't be like Iran doing it. It will be like a proxy doing it. So I've got a friend and I'm going to fight. When I tell the guy I'm fighting with, I'm not going to fight you, but I have this guy next to me who's like 6'10", weighs 380 pounds. He's my proxy. He's going to fight you, but I'm not responsible. Don't hold it against me. I'm having my proxy do it. We have all these new terms, proxy wars, proportional retaliation. Proportional retaliation. If I kill one of your people, you'll kill one of mine, then I'll just kill five of yours, you kill five of mine, they'll move it up to 20 or 30. I don't know how to stop it myself. But I have this suspicion that England had problems in the early 19th and 20th centuries because they colonized most of the world. And eventually what happened? They got kicked out. They got kicked out of Hong Kong. They got kicked out of Africa. After World War II, there was a number of countries in the Middle East that had UK or English colonies. They all got kicked out. You cannot, in my opinion, over the long term, impose your culture on the culture of another country. Oh, and by the way, before I forget, we kicked him out of the United States. We got kicked out of Vietnam. Now, don't kid yourself. We didn't leave with honor. There was helicopters on the top of the Saigon embassy lifting people away. We ran for the hills, which we should have done probably a long time before that. So I am scared because I remember the Vietnam War. I remember John F. Kennedy and the situation with Cuba, where Cuba had the missiles, and we were close to a war there. We had several movies were made about that particular 2 or 3 week period where we had a standoff with Russia. Of course, then we had the Cold War right through the 50s, where who could build the most nuclear missiles. You see, young people don't remember that, but there was a time at which the Cold War was all about who could build the most nuclear missiles, so that in the event Russia fired 25 missiles at us, we would fire 25 missiles at them. That was called the theory of mutually assured destruction. If you could be clear or be sure that we could destroy you, then you wouldn't destroy us. Unless, of course, it was an accident. And they made several movies about that. So I think we should be scared now, or frightened, or concerned, because it's to a large degree out of our hands. There's just so many people in the United States, particularly those people that don't have to go fight the war, that are in favor of us pushing our democratic culture on every other country in the world, or certain countries anyway. I just can't agree with that. I just can't. And with the ability now to bomb anywhere from someplace in Missouri or Iowa, there's no country that's so far away that we can't launch a bomber attack on them and kill them from here. We don't need to be 50 miles away from them to kill them. All I'm saying is that the whole argument for having bases around the world probably doesn't hold water anymore. Oh yeah, we got to have on-the-ground intelligence. Intel. That's the new thing, right? We need intel, local intel. Yeah, local intel. Give me a couple of examples where local intel was beneficial in the last 20 years, because I can give you some big ones where it wasn't. So that's all I'm going to say this morning about the new Iran proxy war and our position of striking the Iranian General Hassan Soleimani at the Baghdad airport. Except for one more thing. The tech on this is incredible. In other words, it's not hard to realize that the technology to do what we have just done is incredible. A drone airstrike in a Baghdad airport that killed targeted people without blowing up the entire airport. The technology is quite unbelievable. And I think the tech people will get off on that, but I'm not. What would I have done if I was president? I don't know, because I don't have all that information. But I think America has every right to be concerned. Not because Trump's making the right decisions. Maybe he is. Maybe the right decisions lead down a road that none of us really want to go. But until we realize that it's not our global responsibility to promote, push democracy on the rest of the world, I think we'll always be involved in what I call limited but worthless wars. And that's all for tonight. Have a great day. That's all for the day. Have a great day. Happy New Year. Listen in. I may not always have the exact words to express what I'm thinking about, but I suspect what I'm thinking is exactly what many more people are thinking too. Maybe you. If not, send me an email and I'll read it over the air. That's all for now.